Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. I hope you guys have had a wonderful week so far. Everything is going according to plan, and everybody's happy. I think this is a wonderful day today. It's a little cold here. It's a lot cold here. It's freezing in this house, but other than that, outside, it's okay. It's not all that warm. But anyway, I'm glad that we're here. I have someone on the line tonight that is going to give you all some information about the hotel information, and we're going to put this, actually, what we're going to do is put this version of the radio program on our website, you know, for people to be able to listen, and, you know, you can be able to get the first part of it anyway. After the show tonight, for those who are planning on coming to Washington, D.C., we need for you to come to the conference call where we do the classes at, because we want to show you the area. We want to show you the hotel. We want to show you everything. And so you guys can, we're going to solidify everything tomorrow. And we're going to get everything situated tomorrow, hopefully, for sure. Definitely by Thursday. And you guys can go ahead and start paying money on your room. So if Alfion is here, if you want to push one, I'll open up your mic and you can kind of give him the information. You don't have to go over it more than once, because I'm going to put this part of the show on our website so that they'll be able to hear this part and everything, and they'll know what's going on and everything. Unless you just want to do it when we get on the conference call, and you can do it with the video along with it, so you know you can see it, because it's a very nice place and it's plenty of hotel rooms and shopping areas and boats and yachts and all kind of stuff, and it's nice. It's real nice. I said I'll bring me some extra money, so when all the fanfare is over, I'm going shopping. So that'll be my birthday weekend, and I'm going to definitely do something that weekend for sure. All right. So anybody have anything you want to share? Afion, if you want to do it now, you can. If you don't, you want to wait, because we're going to do it right after the show. We're going to end the show a little early today so we can do it, because we don't want everybody on all night. Like I said, this is something that we will definitely put out there. We will let everybody know that, you know, the information is online. Once we sign the contract and everything, we'll put a link on the website where all you have to do is click on the link, and then you go into wherever you have to do, however that we have it set up, for you all to either start paying on your room or, you know, I don't know how we're going to set it up. They'll have to explain that to us and everything. So I'm excited. Everybody's excited. Everybody's getting ready to come, and we have some churches that are interested in coming, and we have at least two pastors so far that will definitely be there. And I know that Sister Rhonda said her church, some of her church members are coming. You know, so praise Yah on that. So, you know, we got quite a few people that are talking about coming. So we are getting everything together. We did meet the quota for the chairs and the, and all of that. So we're going to take care of that this week as well. Thank you all for all your support. And those people who donated, we appreciate it, or gifted us, we appreciate it. We definitely had enough money to do that, so that's going to be taken care of for sure this week. And we're just going to nail everything down and make sure we have everything we need. It's coming together beautifully. You know, this is how Yah does it when he wants it done. So, I mean, you know, we just set it up. We let him do the rest because this is how he wants this thing done. I have been getting a lot of different emails from a lot of different people. And for the sis who had the ghost at her front door, I was showing everybody. And I'm like, wow. You know, I showed my mom yesterday. She said, I don't know what that is. She said, and it's, you can see through it. I said, yes, ma'am. You most certainly can. She said, I have no idea what that is. I said, it's something for sure. It is definitely something. So, you know, I show everybody that because it's like, wow. You know, so I don't know. I'm still mesmerized about that. You know, and people say that, you know, ghosts don't exist. Well, something is existing because it's definitely at your house. And it's getting caught on your camera. So, you know, wow. Oh, my goodness. Yes, indeed. So here we go. All right. Let me move on here a little bit. All right. Anybody have anything in particular you want to discuss today? If you do, please feel free to push one. You know, I'm glad everybody came on the line. Brother Donnie, are you there? I see your number there. What's going on in politics? We can start off with politics. You know, I try not to watch it because, you know, it's just so much stuff happening. I know they on the brink or the teak of war, you know. It's crucial. I was watching today how Iran is messing with everybody's ships and stuff out there and sabotaging ships and all kind of crazy stuff. You know, they talking about we on the brink of World War III, and it's just amazing that we are almost 3 months out and everything is just going haywire. It's amazing. It's like, wow. You know, it's that you just don't know what to look at next. Because every week is something different. Every week is something different. China, again, is putting tariffs on us. You better get some water. This stuff getting ready to go up. They're going to start this tariff war and see who come out standing. You better get some water because this stuff truly is getting ready to come. It's getting ready to go up. All this stuff is. It's unbelievable the things that's happening. I'm trying to see if I can find that video that I was seeing today about the warships and stuff that are out there and how they fighting against each other. It's unbelievable. Some of the stuff that's happening now, I'm like, wow. But he did say it was going to be this kind of stuff. And every time you turn around, it's something new happening. I hate to talk to myself. Somebody push one. Because I do not like talking to myself. I really, really don't. I'm trying to find this video as well so I can start showing you something on here. You know, somebody asked me about reparations. I was like, we don't care nothing about no reparations. We trying to get out of here. Reparations is never, nobody's spending their time worrying about no doggone reparations because y'all said, if he said we going to have it, we going to have it and we don't have to worry about it. But watching them or whether they going to give it to us or whatever, we'll be watching that for a long time, a long, long time. So, no, we're not really interested in none of that either. Absolutely not. You know, but to see what's happening in the Middle East, it is really crucial here with these warships and things like that going on. Unbelievable. Some of the things that's happening. I'm pulling it up now, you guys. Just give me 1 minute. I just want you to see how close, you know, they are, so they think they are, to war. Because Yah's not going to let them go to war, I don't think. As of yet, I don't know. I hope not. You know, because most of us are not ready. We don't have no water stored up. We have nothing. We're not ready for any of this. And I'm telling, we've been hollering about it for years. Get your food and water stored up. Make sure you have enough stuff. You know, be on top of the flooding that's going on everywhere. It's stuff going on everywhere. I mean everywhere. Can we handle any more? You know, it's, oh Lord have mercy, it's just too much. It is just too much. Hold on, let me get this up here really quick. I'm going to start with the flooding first, and then we're going to work our way around. This is NBC News, and it's just flooding everywhere. Hold on just a minute.
Severe weather hammers the South. Heavy rain leading to dangerous flooding and desperate rescue efforts, with Texas getting more than a month's worth of rain in just 5 days as a tornado tears across Virginia. Terrifying moments, passengers and crew escaping through smoke and flames after a plane lands without its front wheels on its nose. Actress Felicity Huffman preparing to plead guilty in court in the college admissions scandal. How much time could she spend behind bars? A controversial new gun law in Colorado aims to reduce deadly shootings, but creates deep divisions, pitting sheriff against sheriff.
We just don't agree on this law.
A new twist on the traditional preschool story hour, but some communities are saying, not in our town. A son's sacrifice to give his mom the ultimate Mother's Day present, the gift of life.
This is NBC Nightly News with Kate Snow.
Good evening. The rain just hasn't stopped. It's already been a record-breaking month for Louisiana, Texas, and Alabama. And tonight, that rain outpacing the drainage system in New Orleans, where the water stood at knee level in some areas today. The severe weather also causing flooding across Mississippi and beyond. The dangerous system also spawning tornadoes like this one in Campbell County, Virginia on Saturday. As it all moves east tonight, the storm affecting major cities in the southeast. We begin tonight with Tammy Leitner. Tonight, this latest storm system pounding the South. From tornadoes to unrelenting rain. The system already wreaking havoc across six states, with more than a foot of rain from Texas up to Kansas and down to Louisiana, bringing record-breaking rainfall to the state in the month of May and dangerous flooding. Louisiana declaring a state of emergency. Overnight dramatic rescues in a neighborhood in Mississippi. 15 people trapped in their homes and cars. The torrential rain causing several dams and levees to swell and burst in the southern part of the state. Flash flooding may be to blame for this freight train derailment. More than 20 cars toppled, but no one injured. As strong storms moved through the area, residents in New Orleans awoke Sunday to flooded streets and submerged cars after several city water pumps lost power.
The weather was really, really bad, and I came out like 7, and it was all flooded. And I have to use a boat out here.
The only way for some residents to get around, by kayak. This storm making the month of May one of the wettest springs we've seen. Tammy Leitner, NBC News. With a pause in the rain near Houston, crews resumed cleanup today in one of the world's busiest shipping channels, a collision between an oil tanker and two barges.
All right. There you have it. That's the water part. And it's terrible. These people, it's unbelievable how all of this stuff is happening at the same time. You should see the rain and the cars. It is terrible. The cars are submerged in water. From the trunk all the way up, from some of the water is up to the trunk. All the way to the trunk, these people's houses, the roads is giving away, there's sinkholes everywhere. It's terrible. You know, and it's like, wow, you know, I'm glad I live where I live. I don't know where, some of you all live in Texas and Louisiana and all that kind of stuff. Is anybody, does anyone have water like that where they are now? You know, to the point where it's difficult to maneuver around. Anybody on this line have anything like that? Because, it's almost an emergency because of the way the people have to start getting around. Hold on just a minute. Hold on. Shalom, shalom, Sister LaVille. Hold on a minute. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, sis. Yes,
hey,
we have been getting inundated with a lot of rain. It's just, like downpours. It's amazing. But, you know, I think that, I don't know if you've been keeping up with it, and I would like to know, you know, everyone's viewpoint on this, but everybody is talking about that Nibiru that's coming in with the sun and all that stuff, which is causing all of this, these anomalies and the rain and all that stuff. And what do you think about that?
You talking about the planet Nibiru?
Yeah, that's coming in. I mean, everybody is seeing it.
I ain't, you know what? I followed it a long time ago. I'm going to be honest. I followed it a long time ago. And then, you know, to me, it just seemed like it was a myth. I didn't really look into it, so I don't really have a whole lot of information on it. I know that they said that once it came in, if it was real, that it was going to change the very structure of Earth and how we would live. Our existence would be completely different, and what's happening that right now would be happening. So, I mean, you know, I studied it years ago. You know, I don't. That's a good question, because I thought it really, to be honest with you, I thought it had went away. You know, that it was just a myth. And now they seeing it come in? Hello?
Oh yeah, they seeing it come in. It pulls the electricity. I mean, if you ever notice the storms like we do here in Texas, but there are a lot of electrical storms. You know, you can see them. But it's more or less like instead of it coming from the clouds down, it seems like it's coming from the ground up, like it's pulling the energy. But I don't know. You know, with all the storms and that's what they were saying. I mean, as far as some of the news articles that I've been looking at on the Nibiru, they were saying that the electrical storms would happen, the tornadoes. It's just going to, you know, cause haywire on the planet, which is, you know, something that's happening. You know, the heat and strain, it's just all of it encompassing together, because everybody wants to blame it and say it's because of CERN or this planet Blue Beam or whatever, but that planet, if it's real, is coming in, and you know, I just want to know what people's thoughts were on what they studied.
Let me see, I'm trying to pull something up now, because I honestly had studied it for a while years ago. And because they were saying it was coming in years ago, and then I stopped because, you know, hold on. Just
I got to go back
see.
On mute.
Okay, hold on.
Hi, my name is David Morrison. I'm a NASA space scientist, and I want to talk to you very briefly about Nibiru. I'm doing this because I received a note from a 12-year-old girl recently that said she wondered if the video I made 2 years ago was still valid, that she and her classmates were scared about Nibiru, and could I please explain, from a science point of view, why we know Nibiru is not real and is not a danger? You know, the simplest thing to say is just that there is no credible evidence whatever for the existence of Nibiru. There are no pictures, there's no tracking, there's no astronomical observations. In fact, the origin of the name is a little weird. Nibiru was a minor god in the Babylonian pantheon, probably associated with Jupiter. There's no record that they ever thought of it as a planet. Sometimes we talk about Planet X, but that's a strange term too, because astronomers say Planet X for an object that has not been found, a possible object like Pluto. When it was being searched for, it was called Planet X. Once it was found, it became Pluto.
Okay, well, you might
so
find that.
So, it really isn't any evidence here to counter, but I can quite specifically say how we know that Nibiru or Planet X does not exist and does not threaten the Earth. First, if there were a planet headed into the inner solar system that was going to come close to the Earth in December of 2012, it would already be inside the orbit of Mars. It would be bright. It would be easily visible to the naked eye. If it were up there, you could see it. All of us could see it. And the crazy thing is people who say they are observing it but never tell us where to look so we can verify. Well, it doesn't take an astronomer to say that there's no bright object up there that's appeared in the night sky and is headed for Earth. Second, if Nibiru were real and it were a planet with a substantial mass, then it would already be perturbing the orbits of Mars and the Earth. we would see changes in those orbits due to this rogue object coming into the inner solar system.
We do now.
Astronomers measure the orbit of Earth and Mars precisely and frequently, and there has been no change whatever. Third, and perhaps most telling, if this object had come through the solar system in the past, and you remember the idea is it's on an orbit of 3,600 years, if it had come through in the past, its gravity would have messed up the orbits of the inner planets, the Earth, Venus, Mars, probably would have stripped the moon away completely. Instead, in the inner solar system, we see planets with stable orbits. We see the moon going around the Earth. The very existence of this stability in the inner solar system proves that no rogue planet, no interfering object has come through the inner solar system in at least a million years. So it's not real. Nibiru doesn't exist. We can't see it. We can't detect its gravity. And we don't see a signature of its previous passages because there weren't any. Now, some people change the story around and say, well, Nibiru isn't even a planet. It's a brown dwarf with planets going around it or something like that. Everything I've said would be worse with a massive object like a brown dwarf. That would have been tracked by astronomers for a decade or more, and it would already have really affected planetary orbits. So please, get over it. Nibiru isn't real. Planet X isn't real. We don't have to worry about this hoax.
All right. Now, that's NASA's version. So hold on a minute. Let me see. Because, I mean, this is a big deal, and they did say that it was going to be an anomaly. I can never say that word, an anomaly or whatever. Hold on. Let me get area code 478. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom,
hey, shalom, shalom.
Hey, Nibiru.
Yes.
I did some study into it as well, and I'm listening to what that guy said, and I think he's just full of it. But
The last time
this object came through, and it's really weird, was during the Exodus from Egypt.
Wow, for real?
And that was documented on the Egyptian on the walls in Egypt. And that's fact because they called it the destroyer, something like that. And apparently, something came through at that time because that's when they had that big, huge, massive volcano that wiped out Pompeii and all kinds of other stuff.
Wow.
Crazy stuff went on too. And that was at the same time. And he's talking about the 3,600 years. That is written in the, like I told you, I've read a lot of different books. That is written in the Enuma Elish and the Atrahasis, which were Babylonian tablets. And I've actually read it. And it supposedly comes through every 3,600 years. Which they call
Know, NASA ain't gonna never tell us the truth. They'll be underground before they tell us the truth. So, you know
exactly.
How that goes.
But that was the last time it came through. And as far as he's saying it being a star or a planet, that is not what was written in them tablets. In them tablets, they said that thing is an actual working craft.
Wow.
And that is it. There's a older white gentleman who worked with NASA who said he asked the question, where do you manufacture something? I forget how big he said it was, maybe like 10 times the size of the planet Earth, but it was a manufactured craft. He stated that on that craft, those people were black.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a picture of it. And he said NASA has photos of that. But that Nibiru comes through every 3,600 years, and it just so happens it came through. The last time it came through during the Exodus from Egypt. And here we go again,
wow.
Right?
Yeah, wow. I mean, yeah, woo. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to never tell you the truth. I mean, they're not. You know, they're not going to come out and say, well, this is by the time you hear anything, they underground, and then they still lying. So, I can believe that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I studied it years ago and put some study into it because it was supposed to happen in 2012. And nothing happened
right.
in 2012. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
yeah.
That's just to dumb the people down. But if you go online now, you can see it's all kinds of people out there. Our people, Gentiles, everybody, especially up in a place like Alaska where it's very remote. And they are photographing two different suns or something that is actually pacing the sun. It's looking like in certain areas the sun is coming up in two different areas. So what is that?
I don't know. That's something like that. I have no idea.
But they are seeing that, and they're saying that's why we got all the chemtrails so that we can't see it.
Who can know? Who can know? That is something right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's right up there with everything else. I'm serious. Hold on. Let me play this real quick because this is one about it, too. Here you go.
Welcome back to the Nibiru Channel, August 21st, 2016. I just received a report about some absolutely horrendous weather systems that are coming out of the Atlantic Ocean towards the eastern coast of the United States, and this could be devastating and catastrophic. These weather systems are on track to impact the east coast of the United States and possibly the Gulf of Mexico by August 30th. Earlier today, I posted a video pertaining to the effects of Nibiru on our weather, and it is coming to fruition within the next 10 days. There is a YouTube channel that I pay very close attention to and have a lot of respect for. It is called BP Earthwatch, and this is the report that was just released minutes ago. Pay very close attention.
August 20th, 2016. As you're looking at a weather map, this is from Fox Hurricane, and it's out of the Canadian Meteorological Service, you see the CMC, and it's showing three things, 6 hours of accumulated rain, sea level pressure, and your streamlines. Now, again, let's go through this. It stops on August 30th. It's showing the first storm right there is Tropical Storm Fiona. Now, this is a model. Remember that. The second storm is Invest 99, and the third storm we're going to go into because it's popping up now on the indicators. But what you're seeing, again, it stops August 30th. Fiona has come.
Now, I think this is 2016, what he's talking about. I'm trying to find something that is more recent, you know, because, you know, like she said, everybody's talking about it. So it's a possibility. I mean, it is a strong possibility, especially if you studied it like that. And actually, you know, if it's a spaceship, that's something totally different. That's crucial.
But that's what they say it is. It's a spacecraft. If you read the tablet, those it's a Sumerian tablet. If you read the Sumerian tablet, they talk about it, and it's actually a spacecraft, and that's where the Anunnaki actually supposed to reside in that.
I did get that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this is what people mess up when they talk about the Anunnaki. The guy that translated that cuneiform, he said
Zachariah Sitchin.
Yeah. He stated that the workers and stuff that they were dealing with that were on Earth were called a Lulu or Melu, which is the black headed one. Well, you know if the head were black, the rest of them were black. You know, it wasn't no black hair, black headed one. And you know, they're supposed to be, they're supposed to look like us, with the exception of their eyes are a lot bigger and they are taller. And the thing that scares me is they do desire females of this planet. So
fallen angels.
Yeah, exactly. And that's when I hear that, I'm saying maybe he's about to see the some of these fallen angels. So, you know, and that's where the deception will come in. that's where the deception will come in, because if a big crash like that show up and black people start getting out, getting off, a lot of our people are going to run straight to them.
Yep, that's what I said. What I told him. I said, whoever this man is going to show up. He's going to have to be black, because Israel will not be fooled by a white man. It ain't no way it's going to happen. And if they come here by ship, them people, they going to think this is Yah. They going to think it's Yah. And it's like, And he going to come doing miracles too?
It's going to be something else
going on. Wow. That is a lot going on, I'm telling you. Man.
Perfect elliptical shape.
Wow, that's a lot going on. Hold on, I think I found something. They called it the ninth planet. Let me see what it say. I'm going to bring it up. Because, you know, who knows? I mean, like I said, they brought back, hold on, here we go.
Field of icy debris beyond the orbit of Neptune can be understood if the solar system possesses an additional ninth planet that resides well beyond the orbits of the known planets. When we looked at the outer solar system, we realized that while most of the very distant objects, these objects beyond Neptune, beyond Pluto, most of these objects, they all go around the sun and they're all sort of pointing off in all different directions, but the most distant objects all swing out in one direction in a very strange way that shouldn't happen. And we realized that the only way we could get them to all swing in one direction is if there is a massive planet also very distant in the solar system keeping them in place while they all go around the sun. And we started looking at this and thinking, this must be either a coincidence or it's caused by something else. It can't be caused by a planet, because that's crazy. There are no planets out there. I went from trying very hard to be skeptical that what we were talking about was true to suddenly thinking, oh, this actually might even be true.
So the object itself likely is more massive than the Earth, probably a little bit less massive than Neptune. It sits right in between that terrestrial to giant icy planet range. Its orbit, unlike the orbits of the known planets, is not nearly circular and planar. Instead, it is exceptionally wide, 20 times bigger than the orbit of Neptune. The orbital period of the Earth is, of course, 1 year. Right? The orbital period of Jupiter, the big player in our solar system, is about 10 years. The orbital period of this putative ninth planet is 20,000 years.
We have nothing like it in the solar system, so it's new for us. It is, however, the most common mass of planets that have been found around all of the other stars. People have always looked at all these other planets in this strange mass range and said, wow, I wonder what these are. I don't know what these are, because we don't have anything like it in the solar system. Looks like maybe we do. There are many telescopes on the Earth that actually have a chance of being able to find them. I think that many people will be inspired to use their telescopes. I'm really hoping that as we announce this, people start a worldwide search to go find this ninth planet.
History shows us that it's a bad idea to consistently say we have now reached the end of the solar system and there's nothing beyond what we already know.
And all those people who are mad that Pluto is no longer a planet can be thrilled to know that there's a real planet out there still to be found.
Wow. Ain't no telling what that is. I mean, like you said, that's how, you know, but I'm going to tell you something. If you go to NBC, Channel 5, and you pull up their movies, they have a movie called The Event, and Blair Underwood is the president, and this is what the story is about. Their planet is coming toward Earth. Their planet is no more sustainable, and they want to come to the Earth, and it's not enough room for everybody. So they've devised a plan to wipe out most of humans on the Earth, but they look like us. You know, they eat like us. Everything is the same, except they live longer, and they don't age.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to stay around for years and years and years and watch loved ones grow old and die, and they still look the same. So, I mean, you know, they don't put this stuff on TV for nothing.
No.
You know. Well, especially when I found out that Hollywood has a office set up for the CIA, that they have actual agents in the CIA that helps a lot of this stuff that they come up with that's supposed to be entertainment. That it's actually real life things that have happened. And I always call the television and the movie industry the devil's Bible, because I used to sit back and say, y'all, how is it that everything you do is open? It's an open book. Anybody can open it. They can read it. They can know the strategy. They know how you coming. They know everything. But we don't have anything that know how he coming. And he said, yes, you do, the television, because he got to tell you what he's doing. Now, he makes it in the form of entertainment, and he makes it in the form of documentaries, and he makes it in the form of comedy sometimes, but it's still truth. There's a reason. All this, they said whoever wrote Star Trek, they actually had people there that had been out in space. This was not something that they came up with. So, I mean, you know, you wonder where they get all this content from. You just ain't sitting there thinking of that kind of stuff.
No, you're not.
You can't. That's impossible. But, you know. We are getting, look, I'm going to say something to you guys. Everybody that's listening, just know this. Israel is the key. And a lot of things have been kept from the world because Israel was going through their captivity. A lot of things that our ancestors saw back in the day, there's almost like there was a veil put over it and a restriction, like a restrictive beam or something, or something restricting any of them to come into our atmosphere and be known on a wide scale. Now, they know they're here, and they have made deals with them and swapped out technology for different things. But to really come and just take over, no, Israel is the key. And the closer we get to the end of the captivity, the more stuff you are going to begin to see. Because once this captivity is over, and Yah turns around and he faces us, game on. I mean, it is. It really is. And it's scary, but it's the truth. There'll be no more reason to hide. Now, they still won't just get to do whatever they want to do, but they'll still be able to have access to do some of the things that they weren't able to do before. Because how else would he come up with something to say men's hearts is going to fail them for what their eyes are going to see? And like the brother was, one of the brothers was preaching, he was like, when those angels came here, they didn't just sleep with women. They slept with animals and all kinds. They impregnated some of those animals. The men, the human seed went into some of these animals, and they impregnated some of these animals. And these animals gave birth to things that were not all the way human.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
They disrupted everything. They disrupted every and anything. And that's what the Bible said. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be. So it's going to be the same way. But he said, Jacob shall be saved out of it. So it's got to be something on us that he no touch not, taste not, and handle not. He said, Jacob shall be saved out of it. There's some sci-fi stuff. I never thought in a million years I would be talking like this. Like, you know, I used to, me and my sister used to talk like this among ourselves when we was in Christianity. And we would get to ourselves in that Bible over the phone and open up that Bible, and we would just go there. You know, and now it's a real reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. Anybody else, feel free to push one. I mean, you know, this is the real stuff right here. So like I said, when we go to Washington, D.C., don't be surprised. Do not be surprised if you see something that you've never seen before. Don't be surprised. You know, because y'all, he coming. I mean, you know. And my mom was like, it's just stuff happening everywhere. I said, I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's real serious. And they say black people. And I saw that interview, and the lady was like, "You mean brown people?" He said, "No, I mean black." He said, "They black at this thing right here. They black people. And they stand about 10 feet tall."
Mm-hmm. They're going to have a fit with that.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. They send all kind of spacecraft. They're not even hiding no more. They're just showing themselves. Yeah. In broad daylight, just flying by, flying, hovering over stuff, and the people is taking pictures of them, and they cannot hide it anymore. They cannot explain it away anymore. No, they can't do it. So it's something else, I'm telling you. To just be able to be privy to all this stuff, this is a lot. You know, and on top of the normal human stuff, y'all better get some water and stuff stored up. I'm going to the store as soon as I can this week and get me some more cases of water. Because I'm telling you, they with these tariffs and stuff, this stuff going to go up. Most of the food that come in Walmart is shipped in from China. I don't know if you guys know that or not.
Yep.
China is the one who supplies the food and stuff for Walmart. And I found that out on a humble. They were throwing out bananas, and I was like, "Can you donate some of those bananas?" Because I was making smoothies and stuff. He was like, "We're not allowed. This is shipped in from China. When they go brown, we have to throw them in the garbage."
Wow.
So China does ship in the food for all the Walmart stores. That's the connection that they have here. I don't know about Kroger's, but I definitely know Walmart is for sure.
All I can say is, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. It's just falling apart. It's like it's imploding on itself. It's like, wow. You know, I don't understand. Everybody get to talking fast, they get scared. Man, oh, man, oh, man, that you see a spaceship just come up out the water. No, we gonna see it. I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know. I know the people aren't ready, but they gotta have something to shock them. Can you imagine what it's gonna be like when it's not hit anymore and it's shocking and you can see it with your own eyes? And we so busy watching television that half the world is already seeing it, and we sitting back in the days. My sister told me yesterday, she said everybody's talking about the 400 years. D.L. Hughley talking about it. Spike Lee talking about it. Oprah Winfrey talking about it. Everybody is talking about the 400 years is almost up.
And you know what? Our people are, you know, this is crazy. Our people are waking up faster than what we know. Because we found out yesterday, me and Sister Rachel, she actually got to talk to her. But there's a small, tiny country town here in Georgia. And there's a small group of Israelites there as well. So I'll be visiting them also.
Okay. She told me about that yesterday, that her sister had met somebody. I'm not calling Sister Rachel. I was at my mom's when she called me. Yes.
And it's just like they're popping up everywhere. And right now, you know, people are listening to me that I thought would never listen to me. I'm talking about pork eating, going to church five times a week, people. And they listening.
Praise God.
And they are listening, and they are here, and they hearing this.
Praise Yah.
And it's like, you know, and the only thing with Israel is that we got to understand that we got to put aside these petty differences now, like arguing and fighting about the wrong thing and come together and pray. So this thing's going to get ugly quick.
Joe is. He said right before your eyes. He said, "I'm going to turn your captivity." Let me find that scripture. He said, "I'm going to turn your captivity right before your eyes." And that means quick.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. That means quick. When the Most High say that, that means quick. I'm going to do it real quick. That's Zephaniah chapter 3. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 20. Let me see where it say. Hold on. Let me do it real quick. I'm just going to read that one verse. He said, I'm going to turn your captivity right before your eyes. Oh, my goodness. He said, here we go. He said, behold, at that time, I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halteth, and gather her that was driven out. And I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time, I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Most High Yah. Woo, you know that's powerful. That
yes,
means
it
in
is.
A flicker. In a flicker, he said, I'm going to change the game up just like that. That's Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 19 and 20.
Wow.
Yes, he is. Ooh, glory. You know, when you said, like you say, in the back hills of Georgia, well, you know, nobody know nothing. Somebody, the Most High is reaching everybody.
That's what I'm saying, sis. I mean, this is a place, and I know you ain't been to Georgia, but this is a place that's like, there ain't nothing.
Hallelujah.
There ain't no mall. There ain't one grocery store that's like 600 years old, and there ain't nothing.
Wow. But somebody came through there and planted some seed. Somebody planted
well, the
internet, seed.
No, it was the internet that played. Was talking to Sister Rachel. She talked to one of the sisters down there. And it was the internet that planted that seed.
All right.
All these shows out there. And somehow, some way, that got started there, just like this other community up here where I'm at that I'm supposed to be going to visit. It's the same thing. And people are actually listening. There are more of us that are coming into the truth than people think.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. What a miracle. Hold on, let me open up her mic. Sister Couture, go ahead. Your mic is open. You can join the conversation. You're online.
Shalom, family. You know, whenever
shalom.
You mention anything about putting up food, it perked my ear up. You know we done lost half our crop.
Yeah.
And now Trump has put tariffs on the other portion we get our food from is China. So you know it's going to be some rationing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be
mm-hmm.
to afford to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So if they put some food, the way they explained it, they said when Trump set it up for Friday, it won't take effect until they got tankers with food in it coming from China. And it should get here in probably 2 weeks. And that's when it's going to hit those tankers. But, you know, these people, they'll start raising the prices on the food already in the stores.
Yep, just to make that money, yes. Yes, sure will. And not to mention they opening up CERN. Not to mention the portals is getting ready to get open. Lord have mercy. You know what the Bible, what the angels say, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. For the enemy has come to the earth. It's going to be ugly. It's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse.
And no amount of money is going to be able to save you.
No. People are going to be doing it. Those people who have not Yah are going to be doing any and everything that they never thought that they would commit to doing. They never did.
Yeah.
You know, it's crucial. We going to be the odd people out because we going to be sitting on the sidelines like, nope, I ain't doing that. I don't want to even watch that. I'm not even going to be involved in none of that. I don't want that. No. Can you imagine what TV is going to be like? There is no restrictions anymore. They in a minute, you're going to be able to, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
It's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am glad that they are coming to life down there in Georgia. And, you know, all over the place. This is amazing. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, and that the Most High got you there, that's got to be him. That's got to be him.
I feel that too. You know, it's just been a blessing being here. It was nothing like what I thought it was going to be. I thought I was going to run into a lot of resistance everywhere, and I prayed to the Most High to put your words in my mouth so I can reach mm-hmm. your people. And guess what happened? Everybody I spoke to have actually listened. From the bishop
praise, yeah.
to the regular person, they have actually listened. Now I got to pull them all together some kind of a way and get them to come to D.C. and get them ready and get them to praying.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. This is going to be something. I try not to let my imagination go there because I can go there, but I... What a miracle it is. We're going to see magic show out because magic is coming and magic going to show out. We're mm-hmm. going to have magic and power at the same time. We're going to have magic from the enemy and power from the enemy that Yah is going to give him permission to do. And then we're going to have power that's going to come from Yah that he's going to give us permission to be able to do. And the angels going to be doing it. It's going to get interesting. You're talking about a superhero movie. Shoot. You're talking about Thor. We're going to see this real life.
Yep. You remember that the intelligence report you had played the other week? And how that guy got through there talking about urban area. If this event happened in an urban area, Jesus.
Yeah.
Because they know something's going to happen.
Yes. Yes, they just don't. They don't want to admit we the people because y'all said Jacob shall be saved out of. That's what he told us. That's what I stand on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't worry about them. I'm not going to worry about what they're saying because he said Jacob going to be saved out of it. I believe it. I'm going to trust y'all, and we're going to keep it moving. But, just to be able to see him show up, that's enough right there. And my mom's sitting in the chair telling him, y'all is on his way. And I said, I've been trying to tell y'all this for years. She said, And nobody's prepared for it because we've never experienced him before, for real. And, you know, when you think about all the church sessions that you've had and all the chills you've had running up and down your spine and all the tongue talking we done did, that still wasn't y'all. Ain't nobody experienced y'all yet.
Nope.
Whew. And everybody that I read that run into him, they say this is a dreadful experience. Like, woo, he the boss. You know what I'm saying? He the boss. He runs the universe. He created the universe. And, you know, there has to be a level of fear and reverence for those beings that have the power to be up there with him. He has to be awe-inspiring when he come through. Everybody got to bow down. He the king of kings. It's like,
hallelujah.
Woo. The king of kings. So all them big old spaceships that we see coming through here with no sound to it and it's quiet and silent and black, if they ain't y'all, he got something bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
He do. He has something bigger than those. Whew, merciful me. And he said, I formed those people for myself. That's Isaiah chapter 43. He said, I formed those people for myself. And the children of Israel were scared of him.
Yeah.
When he went to talking in Mount Sinai, they said, we don't want to hear him talk no more. You let him talk to you and you tell us what he say. You know, that's got to be something.
Yeah, it does.
That's how I want the day of repentance to be. I want him to show up in a way that the whole earth seen.
Me too.
Let me keep my mouth shut before they cancel our session. Like, nah, we ain't having all that. Woo! Glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed. That's going to be something. So we getting ready. We getting prepared for that. We getting ready for that. We are trusting Yah everything that we do. You know, we trying to be clean. I'm like Brother Yerushalayim, Sister Rachel. We are really going through a cleansing process. So when we go before him, we clean, you know, and we trying to get everybody that comes with us that's going to go before him to be clean as well, you know, and that means character, you know, attitude, you know, physical, all of that to be on one accord. Because to be in his presence and not be that way, you might burn up. You just don't never know.
You never know.
Shoo. And these people think we crazy. You know they think we crazy. They like, what are they talking about? Because everybody has introduced so-called God to man, to the human, the way they think they know him. Nobody's really seen him or met him yet.
Yep.
Woo. Lord, have mercy. Oh, this is just going to be something, I'm telling you. I am telling you, I'm excited. I am really excited. I'm humble. You know, I'm honored. I'm all that. I'm you know, I have a fear. It's a healthy fear, but I have a fear for the Most High. Because I don't know what it's like. I've never had that experience where he's coming in all of his glory with the angels and all that stuff, too. That I don't know that's, if that's how he's going to do it. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, all the other stuff is really irrelevant at this point.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, he said, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, say if the Most High, yeah.
And them folks think that's near. They ain't seen nothing.
No. No. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, indeed. No. Everybody got this misconception of what it's going to be. Everybody think they know. And they got these people believing all kind of stuff. And it's like, you better repent. That's all any of us can do is repent. We all better be repenting.
That's a fact.
You know? We can't be perfect. It ain't going to be perfect, but it's going to be, we're going to put our best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want that atmosphere. We want to paint the atmosphere to the point where it's you can tell Yah is in the area. You know, his at the whole atmosphere is different.
Uh-huh.
No. Because the curse will be over with.
Yes, it will.
You know, by the time we get there, the curse over. It's over. Ooh, we. Praise the mighty God. I don't
know. I ain't no clue what's going to happen.
I don't either. I try not to take my mind through it. I really do. You know, I try not to. I really do. I try not to. You know, but then I come at him like this. You know, all the other patriarchs and matriarchs had a chance to see you. And, you know, we want to see you. We want to know that. We want to know that you hear us. We want to know that you're there when we pray, and we apologize. We want to know you accept it, you know? If I had my way and he asked me what I want one ship out there for each tribe. But I want 12 ships out there for the 12 tribes of Israel. Yep.
Mm.
Yep. And restricted airway where can't nobody else fly in that air. It'll be a no-fly zone from the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? Some big boy stuff going on. Like, we can't get over that air. No, you can't get over this area right here. This is a restricted area, no-fly zone. Because they coming for real. Here come Brother Donnie. I knew he wasn't going to stay out too long. Shalom, shalom, Brother Donnie. How the mic is open. You on the air.
Shalom, family. How are you?
Shalom, good.
Shalom.
Yeah, I just want to add something to that. Do y'all realize that when our forefathers disobeyed the Almighty, that the law was in the land at that time?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
I just wanted to make sure that y'all understood that. Because they disobeyed the Almighty Yah. Right in his face.
Yes, they did.
And so, you know, and see, go down and pray and turn from our wicked ways, we got to include them brothers and sisters. You understand? Our forefathers, past Almighty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Hallelujah.
All the rolling, man. In our destruction, they was highly implemented. They highly implemented those things that befell us to this point. It was all after that, man, the whole thing fell apart.
Sure did.
So I got to ask Almighty to forgive them for their atrocities and mine also. You understand? And our atrocities. We carried the thing right on. You understand? Up until this point here. You know, now we're trying to come back to the Almighty. And he said, all we have to do is turn from our wicked ways in our captivity.
Yes.
We have to do that in our captivity. You understand? We have to let the Almighty know that we're begging for his forgiveness in our captivity. You understand? We got to stand in the breach for all of those that are missing, and all of those that haven't got the understanding yet. You understand? That's what we're doing here when we go to what's the name? We're standing in the breach for all of those folks. You understand?
Yeah.
You know? You understand? And that's what Moshe did. You understand? When the Almighty said, "Man, I'll wipe all these guys out, man, and make a nation out of you," and Moshe stood in the breach for his people.
Yes,
you understand? No, don't do that, man. The nation, all the nations is looking at us. You understand? But I love the Almighty with all my heart and all my soul. You understand? And all my being, every inch of my being. You understand? You know, and I know that these things would not be coming to pass if it wasn't going to happen. He ain't gonna let it fail. You understand? He ain't gonna leave us in the hands of these folks. You understand?
No.
Or some of us is going to perish. But for those that turn back to the Almighty in our captivity, man, because we got to know what we getting into. What we getting into. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We've experienced the most horrendous captivity and slavery that no other nation can imagine. Because none of them have been in the captivity that we have. None of them. You understand? You know, so, you know, it's amazing. You understand? It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking, I was sitting up here thinking, and I said that Trump is the spitting identity, the spitting image of the peril of ancient times, or Moshe's times. You understand? Arrogancy because what happened was when Moses went to see him that last time, he said, "Man, I'm your God. Get your cardio back to work."
Sure did. He sure did. He sure did.
But guess what happened to him? And all of his cronies, every man person that could mount a horse, he said, "Man, you want some blood on your sword? Mount up." And they came out there, and they got wiped out, man.
Wiped
all
out.
Those,
yes, they did.
All of those men that could ride a horse and swing a blade, you understand? They came out after us, and it left Egypt unprotected.
Mm-hmm.
And before then, he killed the firstborn, so they had no way of coming back.
Amazing.
And so I'm looking at this guy Trump with his arrogant self. You understand what I'm saying? You know, he's so arrogant, man. You understand? Man, y'all should see him and listen to him, you know, and you can see how he can't nobody touch him. He just Teflon Don. You understand? And that's the same same attitude that Pharaoh had. Attitude that Pharaoh had, man. He summoned Moshe to his court, and he said, "Go and bless me also."
Jody.
Send his captain off to me. What are we going to bury the dead bodies?
Lord, how much?
He got this guy, Bannon, running around all the European countries trying to push white nationalism. Oh, man, this is great, boy. Ooh, these guys are going to get it. One other thing is that Trump wasn't responsible, per se, for the slave trade. And neither was Pharaoh responsible for throwing them dead, the Israelite bodies in the
No, they weren't. Show what? And guess what? We wasn't responsible for what our ancestors did either.
That is correct. You understand? Mm-hmm. But Trump is going to get annihilated too.
Lord,
like Pharaoh. Pharaoh was not responsible, but 8 years went by, and he was a recipient of all of those things that happened up until he got killed. You understand? He was responsible. Same thing with Trump. He's responsible. You understand? That's how he does it. But they arrogant folk anyway, man. Privileged and all of that stuff. And elitists. You understand? So they got to go, man. And we're going to see it all happen. Hallelujah. I remember so much.
My. Well, you know what? Let me say this to everyone. I'm glad everybody was here today. There will be no class on Thursday. My grandson is graduating from high school. And I have to be there. It starts at 7:30. So I will be at his graduation on Thursday. We will resume classes back again on Saturday. But what I want to do is everyone that is going, everybody that's on the call, if you want to join us in a few minutes, we're going to call in to the conference call so that you all can see the hotel that we have picked and chosen for everyone. And we want you guys to see what the area looks like and everything. So that you can, and Sister Afion is going to walk us through the procedures and everything that's supposed to go on. So if you guys want to do that now, if you want to hang up now, that would be great. And we're going to call in the 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039. Let me tell you again, it's 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256-039. Everyone, we thank you for joining us this evening, and we will see you on the call in a few minutes. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom.